My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
I have one other Astros note that has Seth in knots right now. We were right there when it happened, Seth. We were at the game. We were just mere feet away from Kyle Tucker as he fouled a ball off his shin. And after months of speculating that it may not have been a fracture of the shin, as it turns out, according to three sources that Chandler Rome of The Athletic talked to, turns out the imaging showed, oh yeah, Kyle Tucker, slight fracture of the shin.
Well, yeah, and after Kyle Tucker himself, you know, pretty much confirmed it.
Yeah.
After various members, I don't understand why the Astros do this.
Yeah,
they lie about stuff that there's no reason to lie about.
Yeah.
I just, if anything, it would make it better for everybody if you would have just said at some point, Kyle Tucker, yeah, it turns out. I wonder sometimes if it's this. It's that, look, medical science is never an exact science when it comes to the individual. There's a lot more guesswork, and there's a lot more uncertainty than we'd all like to believe there is. And sometimes things as simple as a fracture aren't so easy to detect. And I feel like they're almost being overprotective of their reputation by like not wanting to say, okay, you know what, at first maybe we misdiagnosed it, there was a fracture and there wasn't. They don't want to admit that because it would be embarrassing. So instead, they're just evasive about something that's not, at the end of the day, a really big deal. Meanwhile, you got Seth Payne up there being like, I trust the Astros. If they say it was a deep shin bruise, well, it was a deep shin bruise.
They had
Why are you guys so skeptical?
They
turned me into a jerk.
No, they had you in medical professor mode explaining compression, whatever the hell it is, to everybody.
Apologetic professor. Like, it's not like I'm sitting there acting like I really know what I'm talking about. I always try to say, look, I don't know.
Go back and watch the YouTube. You were up there with your laser pointer and your leg pointer. Pointing out.
Look, a lot of people said, come on, Seth, obviously he had a break. And I said, well, no, because it doesn't, there's plenty of reasons where he could have been out this long and it wasn't a break. So I figured, why would they lie about that? There's no reason to. And yet, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just their default mode.
Is it weird?
I guess. It's annoying.
The default mode is set at liar. It's weird. Like, if it were a football player, then I would understand it more because that's a sport where guys can target injuries, you know what I mean? Like,
I mean, theoretically, pitchers could too, but it's,
I guess throwing at his shin, that would be awfully strange.
But even then in football, like, when it's a break, you know, unless it's the Super Bowl and you're Jack Youngblood, you're generally not going to be out there on a broken shin.
No.
So I think that's where it's so confusing. And no matter what sport it is, all right, the guy's not going to come back until it's healed.
Right.
Could you do us the basic courtesy of just at least telling us why? If I had found out that it was a break that was having a hard time recovering, then at least it makes a little bit more sense. I don't know if it would have changed things in the grand scheme of things. It's just that I don't know why they would be evasive about
it. Does the nature, now knowing the nature of the injury, make you feel any sort of way as to A, when Kyle Tucker is coming back, and B, what he'll look like when he comes back?
No, because it still seems like, obviously, a small fracture typically wouldn't take this long to recover from.
Okay.
So it's not even the fracture
itself. You say obviously. I have no idea. Really? It doesn't
take... Well, no, I don't know. If you think about a simple fracture, bones heal quickly.
They do?
So it's all the other stuff that's happened. The fact that he wasn't able to move normally for several months. That's the stuff you worry about. At some point... I could see from the organization's standpoint, maybe it's a little bit embarrassing if you had that guy out there hobbling around and it turned out that his leg was actually broken the whole time you were doing it.
Yeah.
But it's just strange. I try to step back and have perspective on it, and it still doesn't really matter in the grand scheme of things, other than that maybe the Astros, maybe medically they do deserve more scrutiny. I'm very careful and hesitant to lamb-based team medical staffs because of everything I just talked about. It's not an exact science. There's no actual way to know exactly what's going on in any given situation. But why the hell, why are they so evasive about it?
I don't know,
I told you, I feel, because we're going to, like, I have to, I they made a fool out of me.
It's personal for you.
But I don't want to make it personal, because at the end of the day, I'm just a sports radio dude. It doesn't me being embarrassed by continually getting up here and saying, "No, I trust the Astros aren't lying to me."
You don't want to make it personal, but it's clearly something you're working through right now.
It's something I'm working through, right? No, but this is one of those classic things. It's kind of like any other topic where the sports writers and the sports media don't understand that this is more about them than the actual listeners. This does seem to be something that that Astros fans get irked by.
Yeah.
And I maybe it goes back to the same, you know, having Bagwell stand on his pulpit and tell you to look at the back of the baseball card. You end up feeling a little bit like a schmuck. You know, you're looking around, you're like, am I just a schmuck? Am I really supposed to look at the back of the baseball card and ignore somebody who's playing awful in front of me? Likewise, I let them turn me into a schmuck when it came to Kyle Tucker. I said, well, sure, why would they lie about his leg being broken? That would be a weird thing to lie about. I trust that the Astros are telling me the truth.
Probably helped them that they turned into the hottest team in baseball right after that injury. You know, like,
right, exactly.
You know,
which
winning.
Is what I say. I'm like the girl that's never, nobody's ever paid attention to, but now that the popular kids are even just making fun of me for their own amusement, I'm kind of like, oh, it's nice to be included.
I'm in the circle.
Yeah.
The court jester was included, too.
Of course I'll hide that murder weapon for you. Right. Yes, of course. Do I get invited to the party tonight? Right. Yeah, that's me. That's me. I might as well be wearing headgear braces.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like the night braces that you wore? Like the strap around your neck thingy?
Well, not me personally.
I did.
Stud.
I had to back in the day.
You had to wear headgear? You didn't have to wear it to school, though?
At night, yeah, when I slept at night.
We're going to fix your teeth so you'll be more popular. Right. How are we going to do that? You're going to look like a freak for 3 years.
Yeah. And you're going to get the
worst.
Don't
worry, the kids will never cement your status in their eyes and treat you that way for the rest of your life.
Just at night, just when I was sleeping, when nobody was watching.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Okay, I'm nervous about the Texans game now. I said yesterday I was a little surprised that the Texans were a 2.5-point favorite in this game. As you pointed out, you jumped on this baby at Texans minus one.
Yeah, lock that baby in.
Yeah, yeah. You're like a stockbroker. The market has moved in your direction.
Texans, yeah, whatever. I'm still feeling this thing from the Aggies, but yeah.
Texans minus 2.5 right now. And again, like I said yesterday, I'm a little surprised they're a favorite on the road. I know the Colts aren't a great team, but I think they're a good team.
Yeah.
I'm a little surprised they're even a favorite. They are a favorite that's moving more into further favorite land. They're nearly a field goal favorite on the road in what's going to be, a pretty hostile NFL environment. I was very surprised then to see, maybe I shouldn't be, because it's probably a lot of square bettors that are on it at minus 2.5, but 85% of the bets and 91% of the money in Vegas right now are on the Texans minus 2.5 in Indy. And this, if you're not well-versed in the dark arts of degenerate gambling, you should be, and you're a Texan fan, you should be nervous about this. When the public is all on somebody like this, that's not a good sign.
That's right. Usually, you know, like the public affects the gambling line, and the hardcore handicappers will put out what they feel is what should be the spread. But then, you know, obviously, if a lot of people just start piling on one side, that it moves it. And usually, the public doesn't mean they're wrong about the win or their loss, but a lot of times they're betting with emotion. They're betting with basically what amounted to a PR campaign on behalf of C.J. Stroud and the Texans by the national media all offseason long.
That's it.
I mean, there's been so much adulation publicly. It's like a political candidate who's just piling money into the campaign advertising, and it affects a lot of people. That's where it is right now. Now, I do think the hardcore handicapping, I think at the very least probably would have put this as an even matchup with the Texans on the road.
Yep.
You feel better about the Texans quarterback than you do about the unknown aspects of Anthony Richardson.
Yeah, the Colts I think are a good team. The Texans are a better team. On a neutral field, I think the Texans would probably be favored by at least a field goal. Maybe 3.5, something like that, on a neutral field. But they're a slight favorite on a neutral, maybe not three, but whatever. Like a field under between zero and a field goal favorite. I think the Texans are the better team with, to your point, the better quarterback. Here was D'Amico Ryans yesterday. Very first question right out of the chute at his press conference was about Colts quarterback Anthony Richardson.
It's been a really great matchup for us to start off the year. Anthony Richardson, as he showed with the limited amount of snaps that he's had, he's shown that he can be a dynamic playmaker, you know, running the ball, also throwing a football. So he's a playmaker, right? You have to account for him every single snap just because of his dynamic ability, right, to run the football. So he poses a really good challenge for us defensively, and we definitely have our hands full.
Okay. So, Anthony, that's the big wild card. Seth, as you pointed out, we really don't know what Anthony Richardson is still at this point. Like, he only played four games. Like, we know he can run. We know he's an amazing athlete. The question is, has he improved as a passer at all?
Has he improved as a passer in terms of his consistency? And just going back and watching the preseason, it's dicey, I know. But especially when I think the biggest indicator for me is that the Colts played Anthony Richardson the full first half in their third preseason game and against the Bengals' second and third stringers. And some of the things that popped up in that game were things that no matter who the Colts were going against, it was very clear that Anthony Richardson and his receivers weren't on the same page at times. Mm-hmm. And I think usually it was the receivers' fault. But I think that they're still working some things out. So as far as having the full integration of Anthony Richardson and the receivers, including A.D. Mitchell, who's a rookie, into Shane Steichen's offense, I think they're not going to be a finished product in week one. That makes me feel good about the Texans. And also, Anthony, he makes some incredibly awesome plays, but then a lot of the simple stuff, a lot of the easy throws, he's off target. So I think there's still a couple of blemishes that I believe are real for the Colts, but there's still also the threat of Anthony Richardson's legs, which I think it was pretty clear in the preseason on a lot of their zone reads and RPOs, he flat out just, I don't think he was allowed to run. Mm-hmm. I think it was going to be a handoff no matter what, or it was going to be a pass no matter what. He can still run, and he can still make those circus throws. So that's the scary part. On any given Sunday at noon Central, he can still be very much a headache.
If I had to guess, Texan fans in their cars right now following the preseason, they probably didn't watch nearly as much Anthony Richardson as you did. The one headline they probably saw from that Bengals game was that he threw a pick six. And they're like, okay, well, Anthony Richardson's still having problems deciphering defenses or whatever the case may be. You rewatched that. Was the pick six on him, or was that on was that somebody else's fault?
It was almost definitely on the tight end. Okay. I talked to Owen Daniels about this. Oh no, I talked to Owen Daniels about a different play in which I think Anthony Richardson made the wrong decision in week one. Mm-hmm. But that one, there, like the tight end. The way he adjusted to his route on that one, I think that was on Anthony Richardson. There was another near pick in the third game where I think A.D. Mitchell broke off his route when he shouldn't have. I could tell by the look of shame on A.D. Mitchell's face on the sideline after he talked to the pick six I wouldn't put on Anthony Richardson. I think it was actually a pretty accurate throw for where he thought the receiver was going to be.
Okay, well, that sucks. I was hoping it was his fault. Damn.
Yeah. No, and it wasn't even an inaccurate throw. On the broadcast, it didn't help that Herb Street, who just kind of dabbles in the NFL, Herb Street said it was like, there's that inaccuracy that we've seen before. Like, nah, it was actually an accurate
former
throw.
Former quarterback putting that on him too, huh?
Herb Street. Well, he revised it later on. I went back to watch the TV copy, and Herb Street revised it and said that they weren't on the same page probably. But, you know, when people are just watching the highlight reel, they just hear Herb Street saying, look, there's that inaccuracy you've talked about.
Yep. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Nick Caserio joins us in a little under an hour. 7:30, he'll join us on the show today. Up next, headlines. We've got the Astros. Where are they in the standings? College football last night. A familiar face, man. Don't scoff at old B.O.B. at Boston College. We've got that. And Texans for you in headlines as well. Stay there.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.